The national insurance companies lending, their own parametric guidance says that they should be lending at 6% generally. So if they're lending at 6 and they were charging 6, you basically needed 100% of the people to pay the loan back for them to meet their prudential guidelines. So what would happen in the event of delinquency is that the government would have to pay the difference. As interest rates have changed, as interest rates begun to trend downwards, and as their projections of how their investments will do in the US in particular, trend upwards, they believe that they can offer 4.5%.